Unit 8. Extra Listening. Page 67. British Film Industry. You are going to hear a conversation about the British film industry. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hey, John, where are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm up here in the attic. Come upstairs.
Hi. What are you looking at?
I found these old film posters. I want to hang a few of them up in my room.
Wow! These are great posters. Where did you get them?
They belonged to my grandfather. He used to work in the film industry and he collected posters of the films he worked on.
I thought your grandfather always lived here in London. I didn't know he used to live in Hollywood.
Actually, I don't think he's ever been to the United States. He worked in the film industry right here in England.
But you have all these great posters of famous films. Aren't these American films?
No, actually these films were all made by the British film industry. Everyone automatically thinks about Hollywood or Bollywood when they hear the word films, or movies as they say in the United States. But many popular, successful films were made here in England. Many people don't even realise that the British film industry has got a long history of making films.
How long has the film industry existed in England?
Oh, there were films made in England as far back as the 19th century. The British film industry has been around for quite some time.
Okay, so the British started making films a long time ago, but they certainly can't compete with film technology from the United States. After all, they're the masters.
Well, Matt, you might be surprised to hear that a lot of technical developments in film were invented in England, and some of them are still used around the world today. The first colour system was invented by an Englishman in 1908, and panoramic shots, which allow the viewer to see a lot of background, were first used to film Queen Victoria's diamond anniversary.
OK, but what about special effects? It seems like Hollywood films are the best when it comes to that. And people love films which have got great special effects.
That's true, but what do you think filmmakers did before computers? Some of the earliest special effects, like reverse motion, were actually invented here in England.
John, did your grandfather tell you how the British film industry became successful?
Yes, and it wasn't always so easy. After the Second World War, British filmmakers had difficulties raising money for their films. Fortunately, the British government decided to support filmmaking in England, so the industry was able to survive. My grandfather told me that the British became well known for quality films. The British were also willing to experiment with new ideas. In the 1950s and the 60s, they made films which addressed social problems and showed ordinary people living ordinary lives. People could relate to what they were watching, and this had a strong influence on filmmakers from all over the world. But it wasn't until the late 1960s that British films became international hits.
Why? What's happened then?
The Beatles became popular and suddenly everyone was interested in British culture. And, of course, one of your favourite films began here in the 60s in Britain.
You're talking about the James Bond films, aren't you?
Yes, the James Bond series was very popular. And it started the interest in spy films around the world. They're still very popular today.
What other kinds of films were made in Britain?
Historical films have always been very popular here.
Oh, you mean films about kings and queens?
Yes, but also films about many different aspects of British history. One of them, Chariots of Fire, told the story of the 1924 British Olympic team. That film won 4 Oscars, including Best Picture.
Has your family got a favourite British film?
Well, I really like the new animated films, especially the ones about Wallace and Gromit. My family loves British comedies. My sister's favourite is Bridget Jones's Diary.
Bridget Jones's Diary? Isn't that the film that stars the American actress Renée Zellweger? I always thought that that film was an American one.
It's actually both. Many film companies from the United States have started to make their films in England, with British filmmakers. The partnership between the two countries is very successful. Just look at the success of the Star Wars films. They were made in England, but the money came from the United States. It's a combination that's hard to beat.
So what are your plans for this afternoon?
I haven't got any. Why?
Well, after all this talk about films, I think I'd like to go and see one.
Great. There are two terrific British films showing at the new cinema in town.